three signatures are absolutely needed for identifying a tornado debris signature, because there are a lot of false signatures out there. First, an azimuthal velocity couplet needs to be present, or at least, you know, a local peak in azimuthal shear. It doesn't matter what the sign of vorticity there is, it's just that there has to be something there. Within close proximity to the velocity couplet or azimuthal shear maximum, the CC product should show gates less than 0.8. Finally, the reflectivity in the same area should be greater than 30 dBc. To help confirm that these gates are candidate for a TDS, you can also take a look at the ZDR product. It should show values near 0 dB.